Penguin Random House Audio presents Desperate Measures by Stuart Woods, read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. The early morning conversation had taken place in bed in London, after drinking brandy with guests until the wee hours. So if Stone had once remembered what was said, he had now forgotten it. He struggled to put it together in his mind during their flight from his house, Windward Hall, in England, back to Teterboro, but he had failed. There wasn't much conversation on the airplane, but he put that down to Kelly's hangover, which must have been as monumental as his, since she had matched him drink for drink. Once they were back at his house in New York, they had dinner and went to bed early. He woke at 7 the following morning, a pre-ordered breakfast on a tray resting on his belly. There were empty dishes on her side of the bed and sounds of packing from her dressing room. His eggs were cold, but he ate them anyway, to settle his stomach. Kelly came out of the dressing room naked, with predictable results. When they were spent, she stood up. "I told you yesterday that I'd gotten a chopper ride back to Langley today, didn't I?" Of course she had. He could remember that much. "Surely not at this hour," he said. "I'm to be there at 9:45 sharp for a 10 o'clock departure, and I can't miss it. Fred can drive me to the heliport." "No," he said, getting up. "I'll drive you myself."
"Thank you," she said, then went back into the dressing room.
He surveyed his face in the bathroom mirror.